America Weekend. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Well, we are only a handful of days into 2015, but there is one thing we did not do to close out 2014, and that was review the year in entertainment. Every week here on the show, Christina Stoffo has the latest and the greatest and the craziest and everything entertainment, but I thought it would be a really good idea to bring Christina into the studio today so we can do a complete review of everything entertainment in 2014. So it is a pleasure to have in the studio Christina Stoffo. Christina, how are you?
All right, Ed. Yeah, we have a lot that went on in 2014, a lot of good and a lot of bad. And you know, I'm a nerd at heart. So you know I'm going to give you some of the nerd info, okay? Mm-hmm. Nerd is the new cool, and I'm okay with that. We had a lot of things going on everywhere from Anne Rice resurrecting the Vampire Chronicles. The Prince Lestat is a new book that came out, which makes me very happy because it brings me back to my high school days. We're going to see a new Anne Rice book series come out that's pretty much picking up from the Vampire Chronicles, so that's a really good thing. Now, the Warcraft movie's coming out in 2015. That was announced. The Star Wars trailer was released, which made so many people overjoyed, okay? So Star Wars is coming out, and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles returns to the big screen. That was a big deal. And they're mutants. Don't worry about it, everybody, okay?
Okay, so why so much nerd stuff in 2014? Why were nerds so in all year long?
You know, I'm really not sure. There was a lot of Marvel going on. There was a lot of DC going on. And even Sony and Marvel are getting back together. They're in talks, thinking about bringing Spider-Man back to the Marvel Universe. So this is like a big deal. Nerds, fist pump for the nerds this year.
Now, when as soon as I see and I hear Sony and this whole thing about Spider-Man, we have to make sure, are the North Koreans okay with the whole Spider-Man thing? Are they fans of Spider-Man?
I sure hope so. Spider-Man can be a worldly thing, I think.
He can be a uniter, folks. All right, we move on. Some of the other big stories in 2014, and I take a look at your list here, and one of the things that kind of jumped out at me just before we went on the air today was tell us a little about the certain list that Lindsay Lohan put together.
Yeah, so apparently Lindsay Lohan thought it was going to be a good idea to hand write a list of everyone that she has had intimate relations with, okay? And this list was released in a photo. You know, everyone from Ashton Kutcher to Wilmer Valderrama, who she was very openly in a relationship with, to Colin Farrell. I mean, there's a list of over 30 guys, and they're all very famous men in Hollywood. Good for you, Lindsay.
I see Justin Timberlake on the Heath Ledger. Look at this. Wow, she's been like kind of all over town here. There are a couple of names that have been redacted. It's kind of like when you watch some like a security hearing on C-SPAN. They're blurred away, but Ashton Kutcher is number one on the list. She doesn't have the best penmanship in the world, but why would she want to put something like this out?
In my opinion, Lindsay Lohan is very in the media. Oprah had a show, was going to do a reality show with her, and actually did a documentary on her, and in the Lindsay Lohan fashion, wouldn't let the film crew up into her condo or something to let them start filming the documentary. Oh, it's because I was having a miscarriage, I think. You know, these are the things that she was saying. So Lindsay Lohan's very negative in the press, always putting herself in the press, and I think this was just another thing that she did.
As soon as you said Oprah, I got very scared you were bringing out another list there for a minute. We don't need to see that list. All right, we move on in the year. Here's the one thing that kind of took the internet and YouTube by storm all summer long. Do you remember the ice bucket challenge? When everybody upon anybody was just dumping water over their head for ALS awareness.
Yeah, it was like the big thing. Everyone from like your grandma to, you know, big names in Hollywood were doing it. And then people started to get a little weird about it. ALS, you know, hits home. My grandfather had ALS. So like, I get it. But people then in Hollywood were starting to dump money on their head instead of water. Like, this is what's really going to help. But it was a big thing. And of course, just like every other fad around, came and went.
Did you do it?
No, but I was nominated 3 times.
You were. See, I was nominated once. I didn't do it. I passed on it. So we're just terrible people. So we move on here in the 2014 year of entertainment and our review. And Christina Stoffo is in the studio with us this time. Here's something that jumps out. I mean, Esquire magazine names Penelope Cruz the sexiest woman alive. People magazine names Kate Upton the sexiest woman alive. What are they, like, two different lists of qualifications?
Yeah, there apparently were there were problems picking this sexiest woman alive. Even FHM placed Jennifer Lawrence in the number one slot. So I'm not sure that I would agree with the Penelope Cruz thing. I mean, I can think of a few other females out there on this planet. I mean, Kate Upton, I'm down with that.
You know, I wouldn't kick Kate Upton out of the taxi, if you know what I mean. But, you know, everybody has their own likings. But there was only one unanimous choice for sexiest man of the year. And alas, it was not I, but it was Chris Hemsworth. People magazine, the sexiest man alive.
Yeah, that seems to be the unanimous decision. I mean, he's hottie. I'm down with that too. Why not?
I'll pass on that. I'll reserve comment for another time. In terms of the biggest weddings of the year, there were some huge celebrity weddings.
There were a few huge celebrity weddings. And the thing that kind of that hit me the most was Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Now, I love Angelina. She has been like my favorite forever. But the thing that struck me most about their wedding, you know, they were together forever. They have a million kids, but they said they would not get married until gay marriage was accepted. Now, obviously, it's not accepted everywhere, but they stood true to that. They did not get married until they saw some states legalizing that, and good for them for putting a stand down.
And they really do have a million kids. You mentioned that. They have 1 million adopted kids, and they all went to the wedding.
They have a very large family.
The other biggie was George Clooney and Amal Alamuddin. And I mean, how many women were just literally crushed that he had gotten married? Like, they really had a chance in the first place. But this was quite an expensive wedding.
I think that the woman who was most crushed was Stacey Keibler. She was with him for how long? And then that broke up. And then it seemed like immediately he was with this other chick who now they're getting married. Where did they get married? On the Amalfi Coast? Oh, I was going to say the Amalfi Coast. In Venice. And they seem happy. But yes, every woman had a fantasy about being George Clooney's wife. Not my type, but okay. You know, I get it.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, one of the more sacred bonds in in matrimony this year. Kim with the way she tried to break the internet at the end of the year. Oh. But this is an interesting combination. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. And we'll talk about some other babies in a moment. But they have a child named North.
Yes.
So the child's name is Northwest.
Yeah. This was, in my opinion, I thought this was just another PR stunt by the Kardashians. You know, any chance they get to be in the news, they take it. But it seems like they're still together and they're always looking happy in press photos when they're out, wherever they're seen by the paparazzi. But very odd combination. I'm not sure how that hookup happens. But yeah, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, you know, maybe they'll pose nude together to break the internet in 2015.
You know what? If you ever wanted to write a book, I like that. How That Hookup Happened. Christina Stoffo on every celebrity relationship in Hollywood. All right. When you have these weddings, and even before the weddings, you have babies. And there were some pretty notable celebrity births, or not births, but babies given birth by celebrities this year.
Yeah, we had Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. They had a girl. They named her Wyatt Isabel. And Jimmy Kimmel. All right, let's talk about Jimmy Kimmel. Because I couldn't find the name of this baby anywhere. Are they keeping it a secret or what?
So does the baby have a name? Is it Kimmel 2.0? Or is it just that he doesn't want the notoriety of everybody knowing what his baby girl's name is? Or is it, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to keep it mysterious. You know, maybe he's trying to keep something personal in his life. I mean, eventually the information gets leaked by someone or something. But yeah, they had their baby girl. And then, of course, the infamous Jersey Shore girls, Snooki and JWoww, both were blessed with procreation. JWoww and her fiance, husband Roger, had a girl. And Snooki and Gianni also had a girl. Snooki's baby is Giovanna.
Mm.
No kidding.
Mm.
And JWoww and Roger had a girl, Melani Alexandra.
Pretty exotic name. What happened to all the Ginas and Karens of the world? Melani Alexandra. All right. Well, when we talk about the weddings and we talk about the babies, we have to talk about those who we lost in 2014 and some pretty notable names on this list.
Yeah, you know, you never like to speak about the negative, but Robin Williams, unfortunately, struggled with his depression and lost his life. Joan Rivers, where there's actually a big lawsuit going on now over the cause of her death, malpractice at that clinic. And Philip Seymour Hoffman was also found dead in 2014. Some other names that you may recognize, Shirley Temple, she passed away. Ann Davis, Alice from the Brady Bunch.
Aww.
She died. Casey Kasem, the top 40 king. And if you're a Big Bang Theory fan, the voice of Mrs. Wolowitz Carol Ann Soucy, she passed away as well.
Some notable people passing away in 2014. 2015 here now on the horizon. So maybe we'll have, who knows, maybe there'll be another Lindsay Lohan list. Maybe somebody else will come out with a list. But I guess it promises to be another exciting year in the world of entertainment.
Especially with Star Wars coming. I'm sorry, got to bring it back. Especially with Star Wars coming out. This is a huge deal because when Disney bought the rights to Star Wars, everyone was very concerned about this. How, you know, the brands would be ruined. They would tarnish it. But everything that's leaked, every trailer that's leaked, every time there's a little bit of information coming out, it's hard not to be excited about it.
You know, she's a little too excited about it. I'm starting to realize that she's been on the show now, what, maybe 3-4 months? And this whole thing with these nerd alerts and everything else, there is really an inner nerd in Christina Stoffo that is just yearning to come out.
Not everyone wants to hear about Beyonce, okay? I mean, I love me some Beyonce, but I also love me some World of Warcraft.
She's not the best entertainment reporter in the world for nothing, folks. Well, it was a pleasure having Christina in studio this week, and she'll be with us all through the year, each week on her entertainment report. This has been fun. I like this. This is a lot different than, thanks, Christina, and we'll hear from Christina next week. So this was a whole different experience today.
Yeah, I like the live in-studio feel. It gives it a little bit more, a different dynamic, if you will.
A different dynamic, if you will. There you go, folks. So Christina will be back each and every week following entertainment in 2015. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.